Exclusive, Peter Schweitzer, Fentanyl a Chinese operation much more than it is a Mexican drug cartel operation. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 2, 2024. Fentanyl is a Chinese operation much more than it is a Mexican drug cartel operation. Peter Schweitzer, author of Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and senior contributor at Breitbart News, explained how the Chinese are using fentanyl as a weapon against the United States. A lot of the people involved in the fentanyl trade actually have senior positions in the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, or their advisors to the CCP government. But the links in this chain of fentanyl that is poisoning 100,000 Americans, every link in that chain is a Chinese operation, Schweitzer said, explaining that the Mexican cartels are really the junior partners. We all know the precursors come from China, Schweitzer said, explaining that we have been unable to stop the precursors because the international terminal in Manzanillo in Mexico is actually run by a Chinese company that's very close to the Chinese state. He said, explaining that those precursors come into the port of Manzanillo and are moved to a town in northern Mexico where, according to leaked documents from the Department of Homeland Security that I obtained, 2,000 Chinese nationals essentially operate as chemists. In other words, these Chinese nationals are on our border doing it in our backyard. It does not end there, either, because the Chinese are selling pill presses to the Mexican cartels at cost. And the cartels are using communication devices and apps that are Chinese because they know that the Chinese will not share those communications with U.S. law enforcement, Schweitzer said. And then the final part of the puzzle is you're a Mexican cartel. You're selling drugs. You've got all this cash you're making selling this poison in America. You need to launder your money. Well, it used to be that they laundered their money in Latin American banks when they were selling cocaine and other drugs like that. Now with the fentanyl, they are actually laundering the money in Chinese state-owned banks. And, according to our law enforcement, they use Chinese students in the United States on education visas to actually launder the money in those banks, Schweitzer said. So this is a Chinese operation much more than it is a Mexican drug cartel operation, he added. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Peter Schweitzer, March 2, 2024. When asked why leaders in D.C., including President Joe Biden, are not doing anything about this, Schweitzer said some politicians simply want to get along. They know that if they actually look at what is happening, it changes the entire relationship with China, and they do not want to do the heavy lift. But with Biden, Schweitzer said, it is much more personal. In the case of Joe Biden, it's much more personal and I think is related to the financial ties that his family has. Not just to the Chinese, but to actual individuals that are on the outer fringes of the drug trade. So I'll give you a specific example, he said, explaining that the reason that so much of this flows through Mexico is the Sinaloa cartel. They are the kings of fentanyl. They're the ones that are responsible for most of this stuff coming in the United States. There's a Chinese criminal gang called UBG, headed by a man known as White Wolf, Schweitzer continued. White Wolf has a business partner who sent $5 million to the Bidens in 2017. Of course, it's never been paid back. And this is all well documented. Nobody disputes this. What is new, the new piece of the puzzle, is the link between this Chinese businessman who gave him the $5 million forgivable loan that they've never paid back and White Wolf. So this means that the first family of the United States, there is one degree of separation between the Biden family and those that are providing this poison in the United States, he said, noting that other well-known individuals, including California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., have links to Chinese organized crime. Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, published by HarperCollins, is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.